Day 30. Purity. Jesus, the Pure One. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 8. When Jesus gives his apostles the Beatitudes on the mountain, it is like giving them the secrets of his heart, the blueprint for happiness and human flourishing. As the incarnate Son of the Father, he reveals himself as the one who is pure and undefiled, radically open and receptive to all the Father wants to give him. He is the one unstained by the world, never distracted or interrupted from rejoicing in the light of the Father's eyes. There is a supernatural space in his heart, always ready and open to receive the spontaneous gifts that God wants to pour into his heart. Safe and secure in the Father's gaze, Jesus has no need to grasp, manipulate, or control anything in his life. In the purity of his heart, he knows that the Father will give him everything. This orientation allows him to constantly live seeing God, enjoying him, and following him wherever he leads. Mary, the Immaculate One. Mary was conceived without sin, a grace that allowed her to enjoy a never-ceasing purity of heart and orientation to God. Her heart was always ordered to God, and thus ordered and given to her Son Jesus. Purity needs to be protected and given space to grow and flourish. In Nazareth, Mary and Joseph created the home for Jesus, perfectly pure of heart, to be secure in his identity, and also to blossom in love and fruitfulness. Protected from the spirit of the world that leads to distraction and defilement, Mary's love for Jesus acted as a womb to nourish, strengthen, and protect his capacity to love, leading him to always live in his Father's gaze. The pure heart longs to see God, and Mary's heart, already enjoying this gift from the moment of conception, emboldens Jesus to be most himself as the pure Son of the Father. Saint Juan Diego and us. Do not be afraid to let God order your life. Living in the world, there is a constant competition for our gaze. What are we looking at? What is grabbing our attention? If the pure of heart see God, the impure see the world and all of its bold seduction and distraction. Although they lacked the gospel before the Franciscan missionaries arrived, native families taught virtue, including purity, to their children. Early missionaries recorded traditional teachings of the time that formed young people in virtue. Listen well, look with serenity, do not be vain, do not be wandering without a path, see that you are beautiful, do not dishonor or disgrace yourself. Juan Diego's heart, formed in natural virtue, was able to embrace the gospel despite the high standard that it demanded. In his simplicity of heart, Saint Juan Diego responded to a grace of purity of heart that allowed him to be open to God's pursuit of him through Our Lady. Her sweet and gentle presence allowed him to be open and secure, able to respond to what God was asking of him. All of us feel this same tension. The desire we have to follow God and live in his gaze, and also the constant lure of the world and all of its proposals. Brother, have you experienced over these days how Mary is pursuing you, fighting for you? In her gaze, you are learning to be a better friend, a better father, a more loving spouse. Enjoy the purity of heart that God wants to give you so that you can turn to him in all things and see him clearly, becoming the man and the leader your family, your church, your office, your community need you to be. Prayer. Oh Jesus, we adore you, we love you, and we thank you for the gift of your presence. You are the pure one, constantly living in the gaze of your Father. Constantly draw us close, and help us also to live in his healing gaze. We ask you now to hear this prayer. Our Lady of Guadalupe, Mother of God, and Mother of us, draw us close to your heart. In the abundance and gentleness of your immaculate heart, pour out the gift of purity into our minds and hearts, so we too can enjoy living freely and playfully in the gaze of the Father.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The Litany of Restoration of Sonship. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore our sonship. Jesus, beloved Son of the Father, restore my sonship. Jesus, chosen Son of the Father, restore my sonship. Jesus, seen and known by the Father, restore my sonship. Jesus, safe and secure in the Father's gaze, restore my sonship. Jesus, Redeemer of every man, restore my sonship. Jesus, living in the blessing of the Father, restore my sonship. Jesus, sent from the Father to save us, restore my sonship. Jesus, eternal Son of the Father, restore my sonship. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore in us the gift of prayer. Jesus, a man of deep prayer, restore my prayer. Jesus, living in perfect communion with the Father and the Holy Spirit, restore my prayer. Jesus, the compassionate gaze of the Father, restore my prayer. Jesus, always listening and receptive to the Father, restore my prayer. Jesus, full of trust and surrender, restore my prayer. Jesus, who consecrated every moment of his life to prayer, restore my prayer. Jesus, always pouring out your Holy Spirit on your bride, the Church, restore my prayer. Jesus, always rejoicing in the Father with adoration and gratitude, restore my prayer. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore our masculinity. Jesus, source of true masculinity, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, man of holy desire, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, most magnanimous and generous, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, most chaste, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, meek and pure, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, perfectly open and receptive, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, perfectly oriented to the Father, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, source of freedom and peace, restore my masculine heart. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore our actions and attitudes with the power of the Beatitudes. Jesus, most poor, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, the Son who mourns, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, the righteous one, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, most merciful, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, most pure, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, Prince of Peace, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, suffering servant, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore our God-given mission. Jesus, overflowing love of the Father, restore my mission. Jesus, the one who calls us to share in his own mission, restore my mission. Jesus, our brother who radically loves his neighbor, restore my mission. Jesus, bridegroom of the Church, who lays down his life for his bride, restore my mission. Jesus, perfect revelation of the Father's heart, restore my mission. Jesus, perfect revealer of divine love and mercy, restore my mission. Jesus, divine healer sent from heaven, restore my mission. Jesus, the beloved Son who comes to bring us home to heaven, restore my mission. We make these prayers through the intercession of our Mother, Our Lady of Guadalupe. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.